April-May 2000. Violence and rebel activity return, most notably the RUF forces hold hundreds of UNAMSIL personnel hostage, taking possession of their arms and ammunition. In May, members of the RUF shoot and kill as many as 20 people demonstrating outside Sankos House in Freetown against RUF violations. As a result of these events, which violate the peace agreement, Sankos and other senior members of the RUF are arrested and the group is stripped of its position in the government. In early May, a new ceasefire agreement is signed in Abuja. However, disarmament, demobilization and reintegration, DDR, does not resume and fighting continues. May 2000. The situation in the country has deteriorated to such an extent that the British troops are deployed in Operation Palliser to evacuate foreign nationals. They stabilize the situation and are the catalyst for a ceasefire and the end of the civil war. 2001. A second Abuja peace agreement is signed to set the stage for a resumption of DDR on a wide scale. This brings about a significant reduction in hostilities. As disarmament progresses, the government begins to reassert its authority in formerly rebel-held areas. January 2002, President Kabad declares the civil war officially over. May 2002, President Kabad and his party, the SLPP, win landslide victories in the presidential and legislative elections. Kabad is re-elected for a five-year term. July 28, 2002. The British withdraw a 200-man military contingent that had been in the country since the summer of 2000, leaving behind a 105-man strong team to train the Sierra Leone Army. Summer 2002. Both the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, TRC, and the Special Court begin to function. The Lomé Accord calls for the establishment of a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to provide a forum for both victims and perpetrators of human rights violations to tell their stories and to facilitate genuine reconciliation. Subsequently, the Sierra Leone government asked the UN to help set up a special court for Sierra Leone, which would try those who bear the greatest responsibility for the commission of crimes against humanity, war crimes, and serious violations of international humanitarian law, as well as crimes under relevant Sierra Leonean law within the territory of Sierra Leone since November 30, 1996. November 2002. UNAMSIL begins a gradual reduction in personnel from a peak level of 17,500. October 2004. The Truth and Reconciliation Commission releases its final report to the government, although widespread public distribution is delayed until August 2005 because of editing and printing problems. The government releases a white paper in June 2005, accepting some and rejecting or ignoring a number of other recommendations. Civil society groups dismiss the response as too vague and continue to criticize the government for its failure to follow up on the report's recommendations. December 2005. The UNAMSIL peacekeeping mission formally ends and the UN Integrated Office in Sierra Leone, UNIOSIL, is established, assuming a peace-building mandate. March 25, 2006. After discussions with the newly elected Liberian president, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, President Olusegun Obasanjo of Nigeria says that Liberia is free to take Charles Taylor, who has been living in exile in Nigeria, into custody. 2 days later, Taylor attempts to flee Nigeria, but he is apprehended and transferred to Freetown under UN guard by nightfall on March 29th. He is currently incarcerated in a UN jail awaiting trial at the Special Court for Sierra Leone, SCSL, on 11 counts of war crimes.
We hope you've enjoyed A Long Way Gone, an audio renaissance audiobook from Farrar, Straus & Giroux. This program was produced and directed by Paul Rubin, executive producer Laura Wilson. Text copyright 2007 by Ishmael Beya. Production copyright 2007 by Audio Renaissance, a division of Holtzbrinck Publishers, LLC. All rights reserved.